A lot of Hall of Fame talk right now. And I feel like Kyle Lowry's probably going there at some point for the Raptors. I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. And maybe we can put the GM on the spot. I have a feeling he's probably going to say yes. He should be going to the Hall of Fame. Raptors with a big one tonight, taking on Philly. Here is the GM of the Raptors, Bobby Webster. How you doing, Bobby?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. This is a complete curveball that I'm sure you were not preparing for, but do you think that Kyle Lowry will one day be a pro basketball Hall of Famer?
You know, I wish I had that vote. You can probably guess which way I'd vote, but I think, no, he's got a, you know, obviously winning the championship last year, and he's got the resume. And I think, you know, if you ask him, he's got, you know, a couple more years at a really high level, so he'll just be able to continue to add to that. And when it's all said and done, I think it'll be pretty convincing.
Yeah, I think he's getting there. I think his case has been made, and that championship clearly helps him. But how about the way he's responded this year? The shortest offseason of his career, he had surgery during the offseason. He's had an injury that cost him about a month earlier in the year. Yeah, he's playing a ton of minutes. He's been pretty consistent. What have you made of Kyle Lowry's game throughout the year?
He's playing as good as I've seen him play, and obviously since we've been here. And I think what you guys see is not necessarily what shows up in kind of the typical box score. It's all the little plays. It's the taking the charges. It's the making the big shots, you know, down the stretch when we need them. So it's all the little Kyle Lowry things that you know, we've grown to love about him, and, you know, we're lucky to have him.
With Bobby Webster, GM of the Raptors. So I want to play this clip from Masai. He said something yesterday that has a lot of people buzzing in this market, and I think throughout the NBA, and even though he said it, I'm assuming you can expand on it or give us some more clarity on it. This is what Masai Ujiri had to say about your team contending for another championship this year.
Hey, we're going to die trying, that's for sure. You know, like, I know these guys, and they're going to die trying. You know, you see them, you see the attitude. We can be down. If anybody told you, I know nobody, not one person here in this place would tell me that they thought we would be competing now to be second in the East, yeah, in the next couple of games, if it works out for us or where we are. There's not one person that thought that with a championship player like Kawhi, like, leaving. These guys have stepped up, and we appreciate what they've done.
So does that mean the players are going to die trying to repeat and win, or you and Masai are going to die trying to improve the team come the deadline?
All of us. No, I mean, you know, I think listening to quote, I wasn't at the event last night, but I listened to that earlier today. I think, you know, it's more of kind of the mantra of who we are and the type of players on this team. And, you know, you see they leave it all on the line. They left it all on the line last year. And I think, you know, those guys, you know, we talked about this offseason, all of those guys that came back, they have a ton of pride. And we tried to add to that bunch the same, you know, type of character and work ethic. And that's just, you know, the nature of who the Toronto Raptors are and the type of team that we want to put out on the floor. So, you know, we know they'll give their best, and, you know, it's on us as well to see if there's anything out there. And, you know, I think if you look back last year, we did the deal. 2 years ago, we didn't do a deal. 3 years ago, we did a deal at the deadline. So, you know, I think it's a little bit of, you know, who's out there, you know, takes two to tango type of thing with trades. But, you know, we're on the phones, we're talking, we're trying to see what's available and what's the cost and all that.
Well, there was a lot of debate in the market, and it wasn't courtesy of you guys. You guys never said anything. But with this expectation that there could be a step back, maybe a giant leap backwards, that Gasol and Ibaka and maybe Kyle, even though Kyle's got an extra year now on his deal, could be available via trade, and you guys would start thinking towards the future. Is it safe to say that based on what Masai said and what you just said, you guys have no intention between now and the deadline on taking a step back and looking beyond the 2019-2020 season?
You know, we're always going to be up. You know, no one's going to put us in on one side or the other. I think, you know, going back to the summer, what you said, which was really important, was there's always been this internal belief that, you know, we were going to compete again this year. All the experience that, you know, all the players gained last year was really important to their development. So I don't think there was ever a thought over the course of the summer or at any point during the year, like, hey, this isn't going the way we wanted to. So, you know, it's a long way of saying we believe in our team, and you know, I think those guys have responded.
With Bobby Webster, GM of the Raptors. Raptors taking on Philly tonight. With all the injuries that your team has suffered, do you feel like you've even seen your best basketball yet this season?
not for a sustained amount of time. I think, you know, we've all seen it for a quarter or maybe, you know, maybe a half here or there. You know, knock on wood, we have everybody healthy now, and we'll have, I guess, 2 weeks now before the deadline to watch. So I think we'll have a chance here. Not to say that we don't have a good idea of who our guys are, but you do want to see, you know, what are the roles look like? What's the rotation going to look like, especially down the stretch and into the playoffs as far as, you know, who are the core guys, who are the guys off the bench that can help. So we are, you know, we are all formulating that throughout the season, but at least we do get to see it at this point in time, you know, right before, you know, some decisions may get made.
Well, you know, you speak about the stalwarts in the rotation and on this team. We all knew that Pascal was going to be playing a lot. We knew that Lowry was going to play a lot, and that regardless of starting or off the bench, if they're here, Gasol and Ibaka are likely going to play. But then you look at a guy like Norman Powell, who's had, you know, roller coaster tenure here in Toronto. There have been times where he's looked great. There have been times where he hasn't even factored in. He doesn't play. And he stepped up big time the second half of the playoff run last year, much like Van Vliet. And now he's on a five-game run where he's shooting the lights out and he's putting up massive numbers. You guys invested in him a couple of years ago. Is this what you always envisioned? And when you see something like that out of Norman Powell, does that maybe affect the way you're looking at a trade deadline?
Well, Norman's playing incredible right now. Obviously, he's on one. He's on one of those streaks that, you know, it's almost like you don't want to touch him. It's just like keep doing whatever you've been doing and you know, stay in your zone, stay in your rhythm. But, you know, that was a little bit of the design of the team coming into the summer was there's going to be opportunities for different players. Losing two starters off your team with Danny and Kawhi, there was going to be opportunity. There's going to be minutes. There's going to be shots. And so it was great to see, you know, Norman and Fred. Obviously, they battled through injuries, but they both stepped up into roles, you know, left behind by some of the players that departed this offseason. So, you know, it doesn't make it hard. It's great for the organization. It's great for Norman. It's great for Fred. That's what we want out of it. So, you know, we're excited to see what more they can bring.
Well, Norm is locked in. Van Vliet is not. Fred is due for a contract at the end of the year. It's not an overly deep class in terms of free agency. I got to think his number continues to tick up and up and up. How do you guys intend on handling the free agency of Fred Van Vliet?
You know, we can't say a ton. I think the NBA binds us by a few rules, but we love Fred. He's an integral part of not only who we are on the court, but off the court as a leader. And, you know, when the time comes, we'll, you know, we're excited to get to work.
When you look at the East, Milwaukee has separated themselves. And then you've got a run of those, you know, five teams that include you, Philly, Indiana, Miami, Boston. And you're all within, like, a couple of games of each other. Do you think it's, based on the standings, appropriate to say Milwaukee is clearly the best team in the East? Or do you think that that's still up for debate?
I think Milwaukee's the number one seed. They've proven that. They're having an incredible season. I think 2 through 6, it'll, you know, there'll be a bit of a seeding game here as the playoffs, you know, approach us. You know, who's going to kind of finish where. And, you know, I think as people have seen in prior years, you don't want to get too cute. You kind of want to, you know, give it your best and kind of just see where the chips fall. But it'll be fun and it'll be, you know, every night will be a battle and we'll get to see the best from those teams. We'll get to see the best from ourselves, and I'm sure people look forward to, you know, exciting stretch run here.
How do you think that can help your team once you get to the playoffs?
Well, I think, you know, obviously you'll have the shared experience from this season. You know, a game like tonight's a great challenge for everyone. You know, kind of see where you stack up against one of those teams. You know, I'm sure we'll have, you know, many more, you know, against teams in this range. So, you know, you'll kind of get to see a little bit of, you know, what teams maybe you think you match up better with, you know, which players may match up in better series. So it gives Nick and the coaching staff a great opportunity to tinker with some things and experiment and try things out and you know, it preps for the real run.
Well, it's a big one tonight, like you said, taking on Philly. We look forward to that game. It's been a really quality ride so far. You guys will be busy over the next 2 weeks. We look forward to seeing what happens before the trade deadline. And as always, we appreciate you taking time. Thank you for this.
No worries. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for the support.
You got it. There he is, Bobby Webster, GM of the Raptors.